Well, hey, family, and welcome to Coffee and Kathy. This is Steph from the Grief to Great Day podcast. You're listening to our weekly devotional episode. Now, Kathy, she was the sister of one of my best childhood friends. Each year in the summer, she would tag along when we went swimming or skateboarding, and in the winter, it was sledding. Now, some days that was okay, but some days we didn't want the little sister to hang around. Now, as we all grew up and I moved to North Carolina, I saw very little of her. Then, in 2021, over 4 decades after those summer and winter activities, I heard that not only had she become a children's pastor and lived in Guatemala teaching missionary children English, but she had also gotten cancer. She returned to the States. Her sister began caring for her, but within a couple of months, at the age of 50, she died. Now, what I learned after that made me really sad that I didn't know her better as an adult. See, God wasn't a part of her life. He was her life, and her impact on others was great. These weekly devotionals are a way for you to get quiet, grab some coffee, tea, or a green smoothie, and just listen as I read from Kathy's blog entitled Learned Along the Way. She was incredibly wise, funny, and a fully committed Christ follower. Grief, you know, the thing you're going through right now, it is the hardest thing you'll ever face, so don't let anyone ever diminish that. But let's also not diminish the power of God's word and the transformational healing he will do in your life. I'm a living testimony of going from pitiful, what I defined as brokenhearted, years of tears, angry at God and the world, overwhelmed and confused, to powerful, what I defined as peaceful, joyful, and strong in my trust, hope, and faith in God. You're not alone, and your day does not have to be your forever. Oh, I'm so glad you're here today. So all you need to do now is be still and just listen. Truth. Truth, God created me. God created everything. And if he created it, he has the right to do with it as he wants. When I create something like a baked good, a craft, a piece of writing, I throw it out when it misbehaves or I give up on it completely. So God the Creator has every right to throw me out or give up on me completely because he created me. And I blow it all the time. Truth. God doesn't do that. He doesn't annihilate me when I blow it. Again, he has the right to, but he chooses not to. That's amazing mercy. Truth. All humans blow it every day. We like to measure it in degrees. A little white lie is better than murdering someone. And yes, they have different consequences in this life, but both separate me from the perfection of a holy, completely righteous Creator. Truth. God the Creator has the responsibility to keep his holiness intact, or else he's not God at all. He cannot look the other way when I sin, and he cannot call acceptable that which is not. And yes, he made the rules, so he gets to decide what is acceptable, because he is the Creator. Truth. As holy as God is, he is also kind, merciful, gracious, loving, because he is not willing to abandon me to my own willful bad choices, nor is he willing to be separated from me forever. He provided a substitute to die in my place, his very own son, because he, Jesus, had never sinned. He was able to take the punishment for my sin on himself. That's astonishing grace. And that would be enough. If God, my Creator, never did anything else for me, that would be enough. Forgiveness for my sin, being able to stand before him because I have trusted that Jesus has taken my punishment on himself, mercy. But then God goes farther. Truth. God allows me to bring him all my needs, to lay them at his feet, and to allow him to meet them, to come before him with every request, every desire, every thought. And I don't have to cower as I do it. He says, come boldly to the throne of grace to find help in the time of need. Hebrews 4. boldly before the holy and awesome God of the universe, the creator of all things, even though I am a creature that has failed him over and over again. But then he goes farther still. Truth. God not only promises to meet my needs, he promises to never, ever leave or forsake me. I cannot make him go away, even when I want to do so. I cannot make him stop loving me, even when I stop loving myself. Hebrews 13 and John 10. And that would be enough, but he still does more. Not only does he not destroy me, his rebel creation, he long ago provided a way to redeem me. And he not only redeems me, but then he bids me to come to him with all I need. And he not only says, come boldly, but he promises me his presence daily, forever. And then he does, yes, even more. He takes all this wonder even farther. Truth. God does not put up with me. There are tons and tons of people who do. I am often too loud, too opinionated, and too stubborn for people. I am selfish and have a very sharp tongue. I'm incredibly impatient and often very, very self-righteous. And if you're sitting there thinking, I've never seen that, or no, you aren't, then I have done an awesome job fooling you and being a world-class hypocrite as well. But for as many people who put up with me and my flaws, God is not one of them. Instead of putting up with me, tolerating me, or even shaking his head sadly and saying, here she goes again with that same old struggle, he does the opposite. He always welcomes me with open arms. He not only welcomes me, he runs to meet me. He delights in me. He rejoices over me with singing. He has my name engraved on his palm. I am always in his thoughts. I am his beloved. He carries me in his arms. He hears me every single time I call. He cherishes me. I am his daughter, his princess. And if you're thinking, that's nice, Kathy, but he doesn't feel that way about you, well, you're dead wrong. Because all of those statements come out of Scripture, and they are not just about me. They are about you, too, no matter who you are, no matter what you've done. If you have accepted that first part, that you are a sinner in need of someone to come take your place before a righteous and holy God, and that the only someone who qualifies to take your place is Jesus. If you have acknowledged that truth, putting your faith in Jesus as your only hope, then he always welcomes you with open arms. He not only welcomes you, he runs to meet you. He delights in you. He rejoices over you with singing. He has your name engraved on the palm of his hand. You are always in his thoughts. You are his beloved. He carries you daily in his arms. He hears you when you call. He cherishes you. You are his daughter. You are his princess. Do you believe that? It is truth, and it is truth that will change your life if you let it sink in deeply. Your life can be, will be, transformed by the astonishing, incredible love of God if you will allow it. Yes, it takes surrender, but it's worth it. So very, very worth it. Truth is always worth it.